We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The Mueller report is in, so let's just all move on, right?
Don't we all wish we lived in that world? Don't we wish that Democrats would say in the news media, hey, there was no collusion. We were wrong about that. Why don't we start thinking about what's good for the American people? Don't we wish the president would say, you know, this was unjust, but I'm going to forget all about this, and let's move forward and do what's good for the American people? Neither of those things is going to happen, I'm afraid.
Yeah, probably true. I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 in 716. President Donald Trump faulting the media in the Russia probe, tweeting that for 2 years they pushed the Russian collusion delusion when they always knew there was no collusion. Trump tweeted Tuesday, a day after Democratic House Committee Chairman asked the Justice Department to provide the special counsel's report on the Russia investigation by next week. Robert Mueller found there was no collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. So, now what?
I think there's a decent chance that most of it will be made public, and here's what the squabbling's going to be over.
Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity with Brian Mazurowski on WBEN.
Likely, you're going to have Democrats, of course, calling as they have for the full shebang and everything to be released. There are going to be some particulars, though, in this report, and also to the underlying investigative materials that undergird the report that might deal with, for example, grand jury testimony or other things that would be highly, highly sensitive, and that the Justice Department just simply is not going to want to get out into the public bloodstream or even before Congress necessarily. So expect the debate to be a little bit around the margins. And, hey, you know, we have a situation where Donald Trump himself has said, hey, let the public see it. Congress has voted on the House side 420-0 to release a report to. So there's at least a kind of a general willingness to get more information out there than we have right now with this summary, which is really the only thing that we have, Brian.
It seems like because of that overwhelming support, it almost feels inevitable. Are we maybe just waiting for the attorney general or whoever to redact, you know, certain confidential information or names that might need to be with that report?
Yeah, well, you've hit it on the nose. There's going to be a process that one would have to go through in order to prepare the document for release if there are going to be some withholdings or some redactions where parts of it are going to literally be blacked out and not be available for public consumption. So expect that to take some time, although the clock is ticking and Congress has already told Attorney General William Barr that, hey, look, we expect to hear back from you by early April. So that's the time schedule that we're working on, at least at this moment.
Does this change the landscape, maybe even like a whole 180 politically, because you had, you know, Democrats kind of holding this Mueller investigation, you know, over the president saying, you know, this just wait until this drops. So we're waiting for the Mueller investigation. He's investigating your ties to Russia. And now it's kind of the other way around, where the president is holding up that exact same investigation. Now a report saying, you know, now what? Now what? Now what?
Right. And you know, Republicans from Donald Trump all the way down have effectively been saying, look, this was a witch hunt, and you were going after me for totally incorrect reasons, and also, too, that all the statements that various Democrats were making in the opinion of Donald Trump and his supporters, basically saying, well, look, you know, you were impinging me and you were lambasting me for something that the Mueller report has exonerated me for. So that's one aspect of it. But, of course, you got to remember two things here. Number one, there are a whole variety of other investigations, including in Congress, going on that regard Donald Trump, not necessarily that have anything to do with Russia, but have to do with his businesses or his inaugural committee or his foundation. So the storm clouds have not cleared here, and Donald Trump is going to face some legal and some political headwinds in a major way going forward. Also, through the Mueller investigation, Donald Trump was a central figure and player in this, but this was always about the 2016 presidential election and what Russia did or didn't do. in terms of infiltrating the election. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, the notion of a foreign power getting involved in an election and doing bad things, meddling, would certainly be problematic to most. It's something that Americans who want to go and exercise their right to freely vote should be concerned about. So the Mueller investigation, at least in that regard, there were more than three dozen different indictments that were put forward. Lots of people have gone to jail, and some people very close to the president have also gone to jail as a result of the Mueller investigation, even if their actions that they were specifically sent to jail for or may be sent to jail for didn't have really anything to do with the campaign itself. It had to do with other things.
Long have we waited, and it will end up settling nothing and changing nothing.
Alex Castellanos, Republican strategist and WBEN contributor, says the report findings are a big deal, but will likely change the conversation a little.
A big victory for the president, though. No collusion. Mueller said that not only the president did not collude, but no one in his campaign and no American did. But that's not all that was in the Mueller report. Apparently, Mueller also made the case for obstruction of justice and against obstruction of justice. He said, it's a jump ball. I could not decide. Guess what? When Democrats get that report in about 2 weeks or three, they're going to say, jump ball, huh? We're going to get the tip.
You think the full report will be released?
I do. I think, if not in its entirety, the most important and substantive parts of it will be. At this point, there's just too much interest and too much demand from the American people. So, by the way, the Attorney General has said it is his intention to release as much of it as possible. So I think we're going to get that report.
There's so much interest, so much demand, but for all the talk there has been about this report, it seems like the exact thing you would expect is going to happen. Those who don't like the president, guess what? They still don't like the president. Those who stand behind the president, they still are right there after the Mueller report was released. What did this change, if anything, in Washington?
Well, it changed some small things that are important. It did strengthen the president. He was right about collusion. And I think a lot of the president's supporters are going to say, wow, no one else could have survived this. Donald Trump is the strong president we need to take on the fake news media and the Washington establishment. So it helps the president. But I think it also discredits the news media. They are seen now, any credibility they may have had, I think they've lost. But the story does not die here. We still haven't settled who won the 2016 election. Democrats are still clinging to the idea that they can somehow impeach Trump, get him out of office, and reverse the results. So in that sense, very little has changed.
If this report is released, I feel like there's not all that much I would be surprised if most people went through this whole 400-some-odd page report. Instead, I mean, they would probably be more likely to just hear snippets, use that as arguing points throughout. I mean, is there an argument to be made to not release the report that I guess conversation would be more civil if all we had was this report on the report from the AG?
Don't we all wish we lived in that world? Don't we wish that Democrats would say in the news media, hey, there was no collusion. We were wrong about that. Why don't we start thinking about what's good for the American people? Don't we wish the president would say, you know, this was unjust, but I'm going to forget all about this and let's move forward and do what's good for the American people? Neither of those things is going to happen, I'm afraid.
Yeah, where do we go from here? I mean, after this full report is released, what's the next big talking point? Because as we said at the top here, waiting on the Mueller report, we've heard that the Mueller report is going to happen next week for a year now.
Well, I think where we go from here is the Democratic-controlled House is going to have a tough call. They're going to have a report in their hands which says, here's the case for obstruction of justice, and here's the case against it. they're going to have to decide if they impeach this president, if they hold up half that report and say, that's enough for us. It wasn't enough for criminal charges for Bob Mueller. It wasn't enough for the attorney general to say the president should be indicted here. But it may be enough for the Democrats. Maybe we're going to find out if the Democrats are so heavily invested in this narrative that they can't pull back. And so that's where I think we're going to go. The smart thing for the Democrats would do, don't impeach him in Congress. Try to impeach him at the polls in 2020. Let this be the choice for the American people and talk about the direction of the country, not whether Donald Trump is a legitimate president.
Where do you think Mueller himself goes from here?
I think he slips quietly under the waves and we don't see Robert Mueller for a while. He's handled this brilliantly, I think, politically. He kept a low profile. He threw the facts out there on the things he couldn't decide. And he's one of the few people to go through one of these turbulent situations and come out with his reputation intact.
What about the legalities of it all? What are the legal ramifications of the Mueller report and its findings?
Well, you have to consider the fact that a lot of the things that are in this report have not been tested by cross-examination.
WBEN legal contributor Paul Cambria.
You know, it's all kind of one-sided. There are a number of things that would be hearsay. Something could be rumor. I mean, things like this are not, you know, evidence, okay? I mean, some parts of it could be evidence, but it hasn't been tested, if you will, as to the accuracy and truth.
When looking at some of the things that might be inside the report, there has been talk of just a lot of confidential material that wouldn't be able to be released or might have to be redacted. If that's the case, would the Justice Department maybe say, well, if we have to redact all this information, what's the point?
Yeah, and that could happen as well. There could be intelligence information there concerning dealings with Russia, if you will, indications of people who we have as so-called spies, people on their side who we may have identified as spies. You know, there's a lot there that might indicate some kind of national security that would have to be redacted, make it even, you know, less comprehensible.
Do you think that it will eventually happen in some way, shape, or form, if not officially, unofficially somehow?
Yeah, I think that always happens. We see it all the time, and I think you're going to see it here.
What happens to those who have already been indicted? You have a lot of people pointing, you know, a finger saying, hey, if this says no collusion, why have, you know, people like Roger Stone or, you know, all these other indictments taken place? So does this mean anything for those people?
Well, it could. There could be information in there which the defense would call so-called Brady material, which means favorable material, and it has to be disclosed before their trial. So a guy like Manafort or whoever who went to trial, you know, I'm sure his lawyers would like to see what's in there and whether or not there's anything in there that would have been favorable to him.
How do you think the attorney general kind of went about creating this summary? What would he have been... what would have been necessary to include? Are there things that maybe he would have felt he could leave out even if they weren't confidential?
Well, you know, here, the first part of the report says, you know, they did not find a basis for collusion and therefore for charges. Well, realize charges only have to be brought with so-called probable cause, much less than proof beyond a reasonable doubt. So here, what they're saying is they didn't even have probable cause to believe that there was collusion, let alone proof beyond a reasonable doubt that there was collusion. And I thought it was interesting when they said, but it doesn't exonerate them. Well, if you're not charged with anything, you don't have to be exonerated of anything.
All right.
Well, so I found that a little bit. I think that's just political window dressing to put in there the not exonerate. They never charged. They had enough. Didn't have enough to charge. What's to exonerate?
Democrats have asked for the report to be released by April 2nd. We'll see.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.